And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, and I'm joined now by Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormerskirchen, and it's a very happy Steve Wormerskirchen today, as on Wednesday, the Norwalk Girls qualify for the state golf tournament with a second-place finish at the 4A Regional Meet at Willow Creek. 331, breaking that school record again. Congratulations, Coach. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. We just got done with the banquet, actually, so I'm talking to you now that we ended the season with the banquet tonight already. Just one of those things we had to kind of sneak in there so everybody could be there. But, yeah, the girls were all excited. They got, for some kids it was really a big dream of theirs. I mean, they talked about it, all season. So, dreams kind of came true. In sports, you don't always get, as an athlete, you work hard, and it doesn't always pay off, right? You feel good about your efforts, but in this case, they're going to state, and it's kind of what they worked for and dreamt for. So I'm just really happy for them. We got four seniors on the team, and it's a good way to go out for sure.
And a pretty historic day, and as the fact that this has never happened before in the program history.
Yeah, first time. Somebody may call in or something and say, "Well, back in '68 or something," but I have a lot of stats, and I couldn't find anything. I asked some of the former coaches, and from like 25, 30 years ago, and they knew of no state appearance, girls golf, like a lot of golf programs, haven't been around forever. So, it's fairly new, relative speaking. But, so first time in school history, first time definitely in 4A. And, the kids have just gotten better and better over the last, three, 4 years, kind of kept climbing in the scoring averages. They've done a great job just kind of working on their games and getting better and better, and hats off to all those girls.
And this was somewhat expected today. I mean, according to the rankings, you were a favorite to get in there. You got second place to Ames, who shot a 312 today. But just tell me about the day. Were there some ups and downs out there? What were the conditions like, or was it just a steady, consistent effort all day?
There's been some meets where we get off to a rocky start because a lot of those things are online, right? So you can watch the scores. Things are close early, like in the conference meet that we just had down at Oski. Things were kind of close for a while, and then we kind of pulled away by, 10 strokes or so. But in this case, it was just kind of early on, we were up 5 strokes, and then 3 holes later, we're up 10 strokes, and 3 holes later, up 15 strokes. And by the time it finished, I mean, we won close to 30 strokes away from third place Valley. So it wasn't as stressful as it can be for me, just as a coach, because I'm not hitting the shots, but I try to kind of help the girls that might be struggling, or help them find a ball, and every stroke, when you're trying to win a game, match, sometimes every stroke counts, right? Obviously, so if you can help them out a little bit here or there, but in this case, after about 14 holes, it was obviously kind of obvious that they were going to go to state, so that was a little bit more relaxing, I guess you could say, from a coaching standpoint.
Basically, you've had the same 6 girls all season long, outside of maybe 1 or 2 meets, and basically the same 6 girls as you had last year. How much does that veteran consistency, that presence in your lineup help? And then also, how beneficial was it to play on a course like Willow Creek that you know so well?
Well, that did help. We've played well on other courses, but today they had prepped well. They had good game plans, as far as what club to hit off of what tee, and just to put it in play, and nobody really had like a blow up hole. Nobody really made a big mistake. There would be a 3-putt here or there for a double bogey, but for the most part, they all had the ball in position, which was really great. And yet, those 6, like you said, have been around for 2 years, and those 6 really like each other. They get along well. They cheer for each other. Right? One of the neat things, Lydia Kruger shot, I think, 84 today. Could have been better, but just a solid round for her for sure. And her teammate Mariola comes in with 79, her personal best, and she takes 4th. And her first comment was she was so happy for Mariola, right? Just so happy. And you don't always have that in athletes and in sports, especially with an individual sport like that, because you want to be the best, you want to get in that top 5 or 6 medals and such. And she was just so happy for Mary. Well, that's so neat as a coach, because they really kind of pull for each other, and they kind of pick each other up. If one girl has a bad day, they just keep on battling. So just a neat group of kids, and just so happy to be their coach.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormerskirchen on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Let's talk about some of those individuals. And one of the things that is really so cool about your team is I don't think you've ever had the same finishing order in any meet this year. It's always a different order. You never know who's going to be on top. And today, Mariola Toro Abad with that 79, 6 over par, gets 5th place overall. Evelyn Kinney, the sophomore, shoots an 80 for 6. So they would have gone to state no matter what happened today. And then your other two counting scores, Lydia Kruger in 8th place with an 84 and Addie Smith with an 88. What stands out about those four today?
Well, the crazy thing was is that Addie Smith, she was rolling. She had it about 10 over with like 3 to go and just kind of, you know, just kind of had a little trouble coming in. We could have been, you know, 6-7 strokes better. And so that's just so encouraging. They're in golf, you kind of start to figure it out. When you do, it just gets easier and easier to score lower and lower. So they're at that stage of where they're trying to go from shooting 90 to 80. And several of the kids are figuring it out. So it's very encouraging. They've gotten better all year long, and not every team can say that. Some teams, you know, didn't make the state tournament today that everybody thought would go, right? But we've just gotten better and better, and our depth has helped. Like I said, other schools, they may have only 5 kids that count. We've got all 6 that count all the time, you know, at various stages, so. That's going to be terrific going into state too, you know, no doubt.
And Ava Garvey and Allie Sukup, your other two girls on the team today. Looking ahead now, you go from a course you're very familiar with to one that the girls probably don't know a lot about. Pleasant Valley in Iowa City will be the host site for the 4A Girls Golf Tournament. That's next Thursday and Friday, the 29th and 30th of May. How do you go about now learning about what Pleasant Valley brings to the table?
Well, everybody, I think, I've got some practice rounds already set up, and I think everybody with their busy schedules will get at least 2 rounds on the course before state. So that just that little knowledge on what club to hit off the tee, that'll be invaluable. So we've got those things set up ready to go. It's in Iowa City, so they're gonna spend the night. They're going to stay the night Wednesday, Thursday night, make it a special deal. But at the same time, we want them to be comfortable and not be kind of out of sorts, but it's like a 2.5-hour drive. It's probably too far to just drive that morning. That'd be silly. So they're pretty excited about that, about the overnighter and just kind of having one more trip in the van, so to speak. So that's kind of fun. And they'll be ready. They all have parts of their game that are unique, but they all can put it in play on tight holes. And that course is pretty tight, not with houses like a Briarwood, but with water. It's got a lot of ponds and a lot of creeks running down one side and down the other side. So, and a lot of places where you just got a kind of island type places where you got to just put it in one spot and then you go to your next shot. So, and they can do all of it and hitting 5 woods off the tee and 7 irons down the middle. And so I feel very good about their game and what they can do. So, case in point, the course is similar in kind of shape and elevation as Jester Park, and that's where they had a really good round over there. So it's got big greens, it's flat, they won't have very much undulation and crazy lies, you know, on your second approach shots. So yeah, I think they'll do really well because they can hit it straight off the tee and they like really good flat lies. They seem to thrive on that.
Well, that sounds promising for next week. What are these 7 days going to be like besides getting a couple practice rounds in over then? What are you going to be working on here over this next week?
Well, the seniors, you know, are unique because they're done, right? Today was their last day, so they'll graduate this weekend and they won't have much going on. A couple little small duties on Friday and Thursday, but they'll have a lot of the mornings and stuff off. So we've already kind of talked about that. They're unique. They just need to kind of get their work in, so their practice will be a little bit different. So the other two kids they'll be after school with me, and we'll go hit balls and work on particular shots that I think they'll have over at Pleasant Valley. We're going to play a practice round tomorrow already, so I'll know a lot more after tomorrow.
And then one final question for you, Steve. What's the attitude going to be like going into state? Is it a nothing to lose type of deal? You got your eyes on a certain the state title or a certain placing?
You know, they were talking at the banquet tonight. I could hear them talking just amongst themselves, and they kind of of saw who went, and I didn't even know who all went yet, but they were kind of talking about, well, we can beat them, we can beat them, and they're like, I think we can get fifth, I think we can get fourth, I think, you know, they're pretty confident in certain their abilities that way. So they're certainly not going with the attitude of, hey, we made it, who cares what we shoot. Now they've kind of refocused themselves, which, as a coach, great, right? I don't have to do that small part. They're already kind of thinking ahead to let's play the course, let's see what happens after day one.
Absolutely, that sounds great. It sounds like it'd be a great fit for your team, and they've got the right attitude going into it. So congratulations, Coach. That's Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormershirkin on Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner as the Warriors qualify for the state golf tournament next week.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate all the coverage. Thank you.